Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
One of the world's greatest wrestlers and the most successful collegiate coach of all time in any sport is coming to Knoxville and Pella. Let's go in depth with Olympic gold medalist and the coach who led the Iowa Hawkeyes to 15 national championships in wrestling, Dan Gable of Waterloo. Well, Dan, what's the current state of USA wrestling, of wrestling in the country?
Well, you know, I keep up with that. You know, I keep up with wrestling at pretty much all levels, but mostly at the upper level, just because I've always kind of been associated with the upper level of competition as an athlete and then as a coach in Division I and then coaching USA teams all over the world. So USA Wrestling just happens to be in a, what I would say, a pretty fantastic position right now. And maybe I shouldn't say that because, you know, my goals are always so high and I always try to put my sport, I compare it to football a lot. I compare it to baseball, basketball, you know, and those sports are more everyday sports for kids, more everyday media sport. Turn the television on, computer on, you're going to see, you know, quite a bit more of regular TV shows and everything that's going on with ESPN. Yeah, we get on for the NCAAs through ESPN now. You know, we have the Big Ten Network that does a lot for wrestling. But, you know, basically, USA Wrestling has actually kind of gotten some new sponsorships this year, more high-dollar sponsorship. And then they all of a sudden, at the international level, USA Wrestling has moved up in rankings. The juniors, Junior Worlds, which is like 18, 19, 20-year-olds, they actually won the world championship this year. And then the Senior Worlds, which is 20 and over, they actually won the world championships too. And I believe it only happens, I think the last time it happened is like 20 years ago or even more. And with that in mind, you know, it just doesn't happen much. And then all of a sudden to win it at both those levels, and then at the cadet level, which is younger, you know, we were right in there for the championship, and we came home with a trophy. And then the females, that the team is run by a former Hawkeye, Terry Steiner, who was a national champ for me, and the senior division is run by former Hawkeye national champion Billy Zadig. So we got a lot of connections, but they happen to be really doing well right now, USA Wrestling, in terms of performance, in terms of sponsorships. Now, the key for us is, like, is it going to be every 20 years? Are we going to stay up there and, you know, get battle the Russians and battle, you know, Iranians and the Turks and, you know, a lot of these good countries that have wrestling that put a lot of emphasis on it, if we're going to get more championships instead of just once every 20 years. So right now, they're in a pretty good state.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dan Gable. Well, the rise of women's wrestling has been interesting to watch.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because when we got kicked out of the Olympics here back 2 or 3 years ago, it was probably based on two things. One was leadership, and our top guy, we have a committee of 22, but our top guy kind of was, I'm not saying he was a dictator, but the rules of procedures were basically you vote the way he votes or, you know, you're not really going to be around on that committee very long. So really it's not a fair committee. And so because of that, we just didn't have the leadership that we needed because 22 people have a lot more knowledge than one person usually. And with that ability to be able to run the committee, we just didn't move forward as fast and we didn't do our homework. And when you don't do your homework, you know, you don't pass. So that's one thing. And then the second thing was female wrestling in the world. Wrestling was a sport that was has been basically male-dominated until maybe the late 1900s. We didn't really get females actively involved. And it started at the Olympic level, which is really the opposite way usually something you want to build starts. That's the highest level of wrestling. You want to start it at the grassroots, down at the junior highs and youth and the high schools. So we kind of had a lack of numbers there, and we had to convince and move forward and show how we were going to become more grassroots-oriented, not just in the United States, but across the world. Japan leads the world in female wrestling. They've won mostly every world championships in the last four or five Olympics. They've been right in there and winning the Olympic Games. So those two areas are really important. Now, the real interesting point is Iowa, which is a leading state in the world for wrestling as far as doing well internationally. All three schools, Division One here, have had people that will make Olympic teams, world championship teams, bring home medals. So, we've just been an active part of that world championship wrestling. So you would think that female wrestling would be really something that Iowa would look at it a little bit more. But we're a little conservative, and we're having a little bit of a trouble. But I would say for the females, the reasons to wrestle is a lot of confidence, a lot of disciplines you learn for life, and just the confidence and the self-protection that you have. It's almost like you take a self-defense course, and there's nothing wrong with that, especially with females. Now, we have a boys and girls association at the high school level too, and most states, if not all states, have just a boys and girls association. We have a separate one for boys, one for girls. And because of that, I think we're a little bit slow on getting together. Again, it's like politics a little bit. You got the Democratic system and you got the Republican system. And, right now it's the worst it's probably ever been as far as working together. And I think with this separate type of organizations, it's kind of similar. You got two sides instead of just one complete organization. We are moving forward with female wrestling, but not at the same rate as the rest or a lot of the country. Several states, maybe seven or eight states, have actually female wrestling in their state tournament. So they have their own state tournaments, not like Iowa, where the girls, which is about probably 100 or so, have to be on a boys' team, or you could just say wrestling team, but it's mostly made up of boys. And then all of a sudden, you got to wrestle against a boy, and a boy doesn't probably want to wrestle a girl, and a girl, that's their only option right now, or pretty much their only option at that association level. So we got a ways to go. Iowa can be a leading state, and is a leading state, but in some ways we're hindering some of the progress for the future, which, I'm working every day on the future, and that's what I do.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dan Gable.
What's special about wrestling?
What's special about it?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's really needed even more now than ever, just because of the fact that there's so many things that are happening in the world that are maybe, I'm not saying simple, but are easier to get accomplished. Maybe you're just using your mind. In the wrestling, the mind is unbelievable, but you also have to be physical. You have to use your body. You have to be in shape. You have to maybe even make a weight class. You may learn how to eat for life. You may know how to, the nutrition aspect for performance, the nutrition aspect for living longer. The one-on-one, instead of just relying on teammates to help out, which you do have teammates too, so you have a team, but you're cheering them on from the sidelines, not actually participating with them at the same time, and you got to contribute when it's your time. You know, so the mental part is unbelievable, you know, and it is hard. And by that, I shouldn't say that because I loved it. It's easy, not easy for me, but it became easy for me because I learned it well. And so, you know, it's something that when a good coach puts you through a workout, it's not easy. It's not going to be just mind thinking. You're actually involving your body and as well as your mind. And so you got to, you know, you have to really strain. And it's something that America needs to keep. You know, we can't just be all thinkers. We wouldn't be very powerful if we were just all thinkers. You know, we need to think, but we also need to be able to react and be able to perform. It's such a good learning tool for life. I call them disciplines. And when you master the disciplines of wrestling, you will pretty much master what you need to be able to get through life. And through a discipline point of view, it helps a lot.
Well, and I guess those lessons that you learn, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but those lessons that you learn, it doesn't have to lead you. You don't have to be the best wrestler in the world to have profited the same way as the best wrestler.
Absolutely
in the world
not.
Did.
No, absolutely not. You know, I mean, you know, you're a wrestler. You were a wrestler. You're using some of its attributes. But no, I look at my teams over all the years because I've coached a lot of teams, and I look and see where the athletes are right now and what they've been doing, what they've been accomplishing. Not every one of them have went on and done great things. Some of them are even still struggling a bit, but the high percentage of them are, and these are the guys that maybe not even have stepped out on the mat and represented you in varsity competition, maybe junior varsity competition, maybe just practice room partners. But some of them, and a lot of them that weren't the great wrestlers, are doing something great now. You know, they are. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Well, and Dan, you're coming to Knoxville and Pella on December 12th. You're coming to the Casey's stores. You're going to be at the Casey's store, the new one in Knoxville on the east side of town at 2:00. And then you're going to be at the Pella one, the new Pella store just south of the square from 5 to 6. And you're going to be doing promotion for Casey's, and you're also highlighting your new book. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing?
You know, it's kind of a funny tour from the standpoint that, you know, you'd think that you'd want to, you know, like the wrestlers to come and those types of things. But sometimes you just got to do the best you can. And so sometimes their parents got to look out for the kids that are at practice and can't get there. And so they come down and buy themselves, you know, get themselves buy a book for Christmas or just get an autograph or whatever you want. But I'll tell you what this is about. It's about Casey's thanking their customers. That's what it's about. And there's a lot of Casey's all over in the Midwest, and there are a lot of Casey's are in small town, little cities, little towns, and across Iowa, all the Midwest. They want to thank their customers. You know, I really think that it's a tour that they kind of put me on. It's maybe a little bit of an experiment, and so this will be my fourth Casey's tour. We get four a day. I'll bring books. I'll bring book one and book two, I will offer that. But I think it's more about Casey's, and hopefully this will be promoting wrestling as well. You know, because you know it's small town. Only takes one kid in your town to go to the States, and all of a sudden you got a great following. Whereas you don't often take your whole team down state as compared to one person. So that's one of the good things about the sport of wrestling. And I know that in your area, Knoxville and Pella, you know, I don't know, you know, how much wrestling they're noted for as compared to maybe other sports like car racing and basketball and that type of thing. And, you know, hey, that's great, you know, whatever you're known for, and that's perfect. But in Iowa, you know, we're known throughout the world for a long period of time. The state of Iowa has many Olympic champions, many world champions, many world medalists, and they know Iowa across the world because of wrestling. You know, anytime you do something that's positive, but they also know it about from farming. You know, I ran into a farmer the other day that was at a little event. He wasn't there for me, but I stopped by and talked to these people. You know, he didn't really know me, but you know what? I you know, I'm out there to make sure he does, and he's educated enough to know that, hey, farming's known throughout the world. But you know what? So is wrestling, and it's both from Iowa. And if we can get something else to be known throughout the world, and on a religious basis and consistent basis, that's great as well. I mean, we've had some people that are famous here that are known throughout the world, and some of them has to do with farming, like Norman Borlaug. But anyway, no, I'm looking forward to it. For some reason, I haven't really been to Knoxville and Pella enough, had opportunities, but somehow, instead of actually being able to go and fulfill those opportunities, they got cut off somehow. So I'm looking forward to really coming to these two places because I'm an Iowa guy and I love all these small towns. Love the big towns, but we don't have that many, but we do have a lot of small ones. But you know, I'm hoping that I can spread a little wealth through Knoxville and Pella. So here I come.
Now, Dan, you must have been talking to a real young farmer for that farmer not to have known who you are, because almost all of Iowa knows who you are. And there's talk. I personally think you could have been governor. You could have been senator. You could have been anything that you wanted to be. Why did you not take that on? Well, at least last time I read about it, you're a Republican. Why not run for office?
Hey, listen, I don't like this Republican Democrat stuff. I like just being who I am in person. In fact, if I looked in what I was, I think I was one side for a long time, and then I've been the other side for a while. So, you know, and I didn't never really look at it that way. I didn't even know what I was when they asked me. So, you know, that's right. Just usually it's about common sense. So, you know, that's the way it is. But you know, for me, I looked at actually when Governor Branstad was actually stepping down. I looked at possibly not so much. I looked at it. They came and looked at me. And, you know, I went through all the process, but, you know, the process, it actually tells about this story in the new book. But you know, the process really made me learn that where I really wanted and what I loved the most, yeah, I do love the state of Iowa, but and I love the United States, but, you know, I just love specifically the sport of wrestling and my impact on it and to keep it around, and I can make a difference there. And I just felt like... you know, that's what I love my family, I love my sport, and so I wanted to be able to emphasize that, and you would not be able to do that as much individually. You could do it generally, but I'm kind of a guy that was hands-on, and that's how I won in wrestling. I never took my hands off my opponent. You know, I just whoop and kept them on there, and they kept pushing me away. So, no, you're not going to get rid of me. You're going down, you know.
Well,
but anyway.
There's a story about a meeting you had with Karl Rove. Do you mind sharing that?
I can't believe you know that one. Of course, that might be in the book, too. But Karl, you know, he's a little bit upset with me, but you know, spreading this story. But, you know, it's a reality. And, you know, he was in Iowa, and I was just there. And before that, I was in Washington, D.C., and met him, and he talked to me. And he just told me that if I'm going to join this politics, he says, I'm pretty much going to have to think like some other people think, and not so much myself. You know, and I, whoa, you know, I'm not so sure I can handle that. That really kind of bothered me. But, you know, hey, I'm not against Karl Rove. It's just that he helped and really, he helped me make a decision that I think was the best decision. And so when we were in that conversation, he was telling the truth, I guess. And because of that, I didn't like it, and I wanted to be who I was. So that's the way that kept me out of politics.
Thanks to Dan Gable for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.